It's Thursday, March 19, 2026.
The global economic crisis sparked by the war with Iran just got worse.
Oil and gas prices continue to spike as Iran war continues to escalate.
This is a really radical and unprecedented way of using the Defense Production Act.
Trump administration orders restart of oil pipeline off California coast in violation of state law. Plus,
I'm proudly telling you that we're going to try and have no windmills built in the United States during my...
Trump administration weighs new strategy to use taxpayer funds to block new offshore wind farms.
What a dope. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Gas prices have gone up every day for the past 11 days. But our president, ExxonMobil, says there is nothing to worry about. He must think we're as dumb as he is. The man who campaigned on the promise he would get gas prices under $2 a gallon is now trying to convince us that higher prices are better. You know, you hear the term gaslighting a lot, but rarely when it comes to actual gas. This is a gem.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we began speaking about this about a week ago, and looks like we were right. Crazy weather across the country, especially out here in the West, where it continues to swelter.
Yes, the unprecedented, historic heat wave broiling the western U.S. has shattered multiple high-temperature records for March. And climate scientists say the extreme summer-like heat is definitely intensified by man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
It has not just broken records, it has smashed these records.
Yes.
Trump might even say obliterated, but then you don't know if it's true or not.
And speaking of fossil fuels, the global fossil energy crisis escalated on Wednesday after Israel bombed Iran's South Pars natural gas field, the largest in the world. Iran retaliated with new missile strikes on neighboring countries. Global oil and gas prices rose sharply again as markets responded to the growing risk to fossil fuel infrastructure amid Iran's ongoing effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz.
Who could have foreseen it?
The United Nations World Food Program warned this week that prolonged conflict could trigger record global hunger due to rising prices for food and fertilizer sparked by the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. The analysis released this week found that an additional 45 million more people could be pushed into acute hunger if the Iran war continues through June. Here in the U.S., the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline has jumped by 87 cents a gallon
cool.
since the U.S. and Israel launched the Iran war. That's according to AAA. It's the sharpest spike in U.S. gas prices since Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Fantastic.
The Trump administration's policies are also measurably increasing costs for consumers. The administration's crusade to force aging coal plants to stay online has spiked electricity prices for ratepayers. According to a new analysis by the Sierra Club, the Energy Department's emergency orders to force retiring fossil-fueled power plants to remain online has collectively increased Americans' utility bills by $235 million since May.
I'm just wondering how long we have to tolerate the aging fossil in the White House staying online at this point.
In Southern California, U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright has ordered a Texas-based oil company to restart offshore oil production and a pipeline that caused one of the worst oil spills in California state history back in 2015. Wright invoked the Defense Production Act, citing oil supply disruption risks to order the pipeline to restart in direct violation of state law and authority. The Center for Biological Diversity is suing to stop the pipeline. Here's attorney Talia Nimmer on the broadcast.
This is a really radical and unprecedented way of using the Defense Production Act to benefit an individual oil company that's repeatedly broken the law and to greenlight a single oil project that California doesn't want or need. This is just another example of a radical power grab by the administration. It sets an extremely dangerous precedent for all state laws.
In stupid news...
You mean this hasn't been the stupid news yet?
The New York Times reports that the Trump administration is drafting a new strategy to sabotage the nation's offshore wind industry, with settlement agreements to pay an offshore wind company nearly $1 billion in public funds to not build new wind farms off the coasts of New York and North Carolina, to ensure that less energy gets produced during an energy crisis caused by Trump's war on Iran.
And costing us $1 billion to do it.
Yep.
Or in this case, not do it. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.